Proclamation number 5902 of 14th of March, 1954. Acknowledging God as a primordial power. Enlightenment. The spiritual connection first has to be recognized, i.e., people have to accept explanations about it, move it in their thoughts and consider it possible. Only then can they also gain faith in an earthly purpose of life, in the task they have to fulfill. To give them the task alone without an explanation why the task has to be fulfilled would be pointless and would only promote a blind faith which, however, has no value. It is indeed still questionable whether the explanations will be accepted as credible, but that is why the human being is given the intellect that he can think about it and now, according to his love of truth and his desire for truth, he feels satisfied by the explanations or rejects them. A person who wants to have questions about the connection of all things, about the purpose and aim of the creatures and the creations solved, will first listen to an enlightenment in this respect and take a stand on it. Truth will also contain the strength to influence the human being's thinking in the right way. Thus the human being will not be able to deny the logic of the knowledge presented to him and consider it possible without first being firmly convinced of it. But the conviction depends on his attitude, on his way of life, on the direction of his will, for he can only recognize truth as truth when his will is good. But then he also recognizes God as the elementary power, as the center with whom all created things are connected and in whom everything is lawfully based. Then he gains faith in him which, however, is not blind faith but a convinced faith which now awakens to life, which now determines his thinking and wanting, his acting and his striving. For now he can no longer regard earthly life as an end in itself. He knows it for what purpose earthly life is given to him. All correlations are known to him and he now lives his life on this earth accordingly. Blind faith cannot be demanded of a person because his intellect has to face up to it. Yet the intellect will only reject the truth if it is dominated by God's adversary, which is solely determined by its direction of will. That a bad person cannot believe is fully understandable, for his thinking is completely confused by the opposing force. He is not of good will and therefore far more amenable to lies and error, whereas a person of good will can only not believe as long as pure truth is not presented to him. And this person should and must first demand truthful enlightenment about the meaning and purpose of earthly existence, which he will certainly not close his mind to if he desires to know the truth. And this enlightenment concerns the spiritual context, the cause and effect of spiritual processes which, although they are only fully comprehensible to the human being when he is receptive to profound spiritual truths, are nevertheless initially sufficient to stimulate him to think and find faith. And depending on his desire for truth, he will then receive further knowledge which, however, first requires the recognition of a supremely perfect being with whom the human being is now willing to enter into contact. Every assistance will be offered to him so that he will awaken to life, for the soul shall not remain in the state of death. In the state of lightlessness, without realization and without faith, it shall regain the light and strength in earthly life which it once voluntarily gave up. Amen.